this world, the society and everything is too perfect. Everything coexists and everything is dependent upon everything else. How can there not be a creator? I became addicted to reading Quran. At first, if I told my parents I was Muslim, I knew that, okay, they're gonna maybe lock me in a room or something. So I thought before telling anyone I'm Muslim, I should at least learn how to pray like by myself, how to perform my fard actions. So if I was on an island, I would be able to practice Islam by myself comfortably.
Allahumma thabbithum ala al-iman warzuqhum a'la al-jinan kama razaqtahum hidayat al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an ihtadayt
bil-Qur'an ihtadayt fi rahbihi tahlu al-hayat shawqan ila al-mawla أسلمت روحي للإله
نور الحنايا والطلوع لله أعلنت الرجوع آياته تغدو شموع ويفيض في قلبي سنا
نور الحنايا والطلوع لله أعلنت
My name is Mohammed Ibrahim Rais, or my name used to be Rhys Byfield. I'm 21 years old and I became Muslim, alhamdulillah, 5 years ago. I was 17 when I became Muslim, and this is my fifth year running as being a Muslim.
Mohammed Ibrahim Rhys, الذي وجدت في قصته حب الاطلاع والبحث كانت كلماته تخرج من القلب. ولد في لندن لأب يعتنق الديانة السيخية وأم تعتنق الديانة المسيحية وكانت شخصيته سيئة قبل إسلامه.
I was very disrespectful. Like my parents would tell me to do something, I'd be like, why? And they're always arguing. And like SubhanAllah, I was very lost. I would treat my friends very badly, my family very badly, and especially my family, just a lot of rudeness. So they would tell me off and then instantly I'd just argue back. Consistent counter arguments, and you know, never listen, just disobey and argue back. I started searching into different religions because I was dissatisfied. So I'd say maybe when I was about 14, 13, I started thinking, you know, looking around me, thinking, you know, why are we here? What brought us here? Like, you know, in my times of need, when I made du'a, I'd find myself coming to the name of Allah. When I went through the names of the different religions, Allah was the one that was most fond to me. This world, the society and everything is too perfect. Everything coexists and everything is dependent upon everything else. How can there not be a creator? So I was instantly, and because of my young age as well, like the natural disposition, I was like, okay, there's a God. So I wanted to find out where and who this God is. So
قرأ وقرأ محمد إبراهيم وتعمق كثيرا بالبحث عن الأديان حتى أنني تذكرت الصحابي الجليل سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه الذي لقب بالباحث عن الحقيقة.
I looked briefly into Judaism. And I looked into Egyptian religions as well. And then by the time I got to 13, that's when I started to research Buddhism. Then I started looking into Hinduism, and I stayed in Hinduism for a long time, at least 1 year research of Hinduism.
I met Ibrahim when I was in secondary school. He was always the person to question Allah in sort of wanting to know. He knew there was Allah, but he wanted to know which path would take him closer to Allah. I would talk to him and he would talk about all of these other religions.
I went to Barking College and then to Nuvik College, where there was a lot of Muslims. Practically 90% were Muslim. And it was towards my last years in secondary school that I started doing research into Islam.
So at all those times, he was really searching and he looked in deeply, deeply, and then he knew from the fitrah and from his natural inclination that this wasn't the way to Allah. It's from there where I sort of was like, okay, well, he's sort of tried everything else. There's only one thing left. So alhamdulillah, after that, he sort of was looking into Islam.
And then I read all the way to my first college. It was only till I got to 15, then I started to research Islam, and then 17 I took my shahada. So a period of 6 years I spent researching.
لجأت للقرآن يا روضة نحيا بها يا منهجا لأولي النهى يا غيمة أرنو لها وسماؤها القرآن.
أخي محمد، أنت بحثت عن الأديان بشكل كبير ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن، رغم صغر سنك، ولكنك تأخرت في بحثك عن القرآن، لماذا؟
The biggest reason, I suppose, even two big reasons too. One, my family. I grew up with a hatred for Islam, and the second is the media. All day they represent Islam negatively, that Islam is backwards, Islam is oppressive. And we're told this all throughout the day. I went through all the different religions, and I saw that each religion, they just they contradict themselves, or they have aspects of their religion that are missing. So I couldn't see the strength or the grounding in them. But when I looked into Islam, this religion isn't a religion, it's a way of life. That it goes from telling you how the universe is created to how to use your toilet. It tells you everything. There's not an aspect that is unleft.
فبدأ يلتفت للإسلام أكثر، وكانت الأيام الأولى له مع القرآن مهمة جدا. فبدأ يقرأ من خلال الإنترنت، افتتح بسورة الفاتحة، ثم انتقل إلى البقرة.
But then when I continued on to Surah Al-Baqarah, then I saw something different. I was like, subhanAllah. Then I understood the deepness of the Quran, that though a few sentences that seem simplistic, really they have a deep and heavy meaning. Then it really encouraged me and forced me to read the Quran more. In the first day I read 12 pages, and then the next day more and more and more. And then I think I had a set target that, okay, minimum, before I go sleep, I'll read 10 pages a day, just consistently reading. And then that 10 pages easily became 15, and then I became addicted to reading Quran. نور الهداية زار صدري هو مبتدا أنسي وعمري فعزمت للرحمن أمري وعلى خطى طه مشيت يا نفحة القرآن فوحي عطراً على قلبي وروحي يا بلسماً يطوي جروحي لولا الهداية ما ارتويت.
بعد تعمقه بقراءة القرآن توقف على آيات الميراث التي يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى فيها: يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين.
And I thought initially, why is it the woman gets less than the man? And I was thinking, why? So then I researched deeper into the issue. And then when I found out why, then I saw the deeper truth. The subhanAllah, this religion encompasses everything. It looks from every angle. It doesn't leave any injustice. One of the biggest things that appealed to me, that drew me towards Islam, the justice in its rulings, in what it has to say. that it looks from every angle, and that it's not just for the individual, it's for society.
When we was both searching into Islam, we would talk about the Quran, and we would talk about the stories of the prophets in the Quran, and it would sort of help us sort of reflect upon previous nations and what they had done and what they had done wrong, or how sort of Allah had sent down punishment, or how Allah was guiding them, and what all the messages came for was Tawheed.
Especially the story of Bani Israel, it shows relevance to our lives. So when I was a non-Muslim and I read these stories, even though Iman hadn't entered my heart fully, I felt guilt. So, and then when I read the story of Bani Israel, I saw that they made promises to God. They promised to Allah, oh, we will obey, we will submit. But constantly they disobeyed. They went into disobedience and wasting time. And I think that story really represents the state of mankind. And we can really relate to Bani Israel. So that's what drew me to Islam. That a religion written by a man in the desert who was well known as being illiterate could encompass so many things that people accuse. Like people say that, oh, he could have got these stories from other people. Really, he could have got these stories whilst he's in this area and read their books whilst not being able to read. And even if he told them, even if the people told them to him, how would he adjust these stories? How would he use perfect grammar? And how would he encompass other aspects of life in the Quran, such as the creation of the universe, the human embryo, and all these factors? This is impossible. No one in this time in history had this level of scientific knowledge or understanding of the world.
فبعد تأثره بقصص القرآن وعدالة شريعة الرحمن، دخل محمد إبراهيم للإسلام وأقبل عليه يتعلمه ويدارسه، ولم يخبر والداه بإسلامه لمدة عام كامل.
At first, if I told my parents I was Muslim, I knew that, okay, they're gonna maybe lock me in a room or something. So I thought, before telling anyone I'm Muslim, I should at least learn how to pray like by myself, how to perform my fard action. So if I was on an island, I would be able to practice Islam by myself comfortably. And then one day my dad found a topi in my room. So I was like, yeah. And then I could easily say, you know, this isn't mine or something, or a friend left it. But I was like, no, this is mine. And he's like, why do you have it? I was like, no, I've become Muslim. So I was very upfront about it, and then obviously his first initial things were like no, etc. And then for the first few weeks, me and my dad didn't talk. But then afterwards, then it was okay. He tried debating with me or telling me to like shave. First year was hiding, and then the second and third year, it was I was very distant, because every time I spoke to them, they attacked me. So I kept distant and tried to remain patient with what they had to say, although sometimes it was very hard to remain patient.
يتحدى كل هذه التحديات والكلمة المهمة اللي فعلا تشعرنا بالخجل أنه يقول قبل أن أخبرهم تعلمت كيف أصلي كيف أتعبد حتى إذا حبسوني في الغرفة أكون أعرف الصلاة وأعرف العبادة حتى لا أحرم من هذه الطاعة.
قرآني هو جنتي هو آية الأكواني قرآني هو حجتي إن جئت للرحمن بكلام ربي يا فؤادي أشرقات روحي وتلهج للإله لساني
Where's your happiness? Where do you find happiness? Think hard. Think about why you walk on this earth. Think about how the universe can exist in harmony, and you believe that it has no creator or no sustainer. Ask yourself these questions. It doesn't. I'm not telling you become Muslim. I'm saying ask the questions that you need to ask in life. What's your purpose in life? Why are you here? Did we just come about from out of nothing and then a big bang? Is this what created us? Is this how we have eyes that not even cameras or doctors or scientists can even get close to? Ask yourself these questions. And then, inshallah, then you can find the happiness that I found.
من أصعب ما واجه محمد إبراهيم بعد إسلامه هو بحث عن الأكل الحلال. وسبحان الله للأسف بعض المسلمين يتساهلون كثيرا بأكل الحرام.
So after the becoming Muslim, the biggest problem, food. What do I eat? So in my first year of being a Muslim, like subhanAllah, I had no food. Like sometimes I go 3-4 days no food, and but my local masajid, they have a restaurant next to it. So one day they just looked at me thinking, why is this boy so skinny? So they must have brought me the food, and they call me, come to the restaurant, we'll feed you. And then after that, alhamdulillah, during Ramadan, I had one friend who, his family were very welcoming. They told me, come to our house for iftar, for suhoor, and eat with us.
I don't know what it was, but that really touched me when he came and said, you know, it's my first Ramadan, I want to do something. So from there, Ramadan came, then we fasted together, we broke our fast, we opened our fast, and then we would go to the masjid, we would pray Taraweeh, then come home, have something to eat, and go back for Tahajjud, and then come home, and then go back for Fajr. But we would, the whole Ramadan, we was together. There was 2 hours in the day where we wasn't, when he had to go back home to just see family and come back. Literally, we was 22 hours of the day, we was together in Ramadan.
That was my friend, and he's still my friend today. Close friend.
Islam Muhammad Ibrahim, سبحان الله كان له أثرا كبيرا على صديق المسلم احتشام حيث أنه كان سببا في التزام احتشام بتعاليم الإسلام.
So it was only after I got I started hanging out with this friend and everything, that's when like I started going deeper into Islam, started doing things.
If I had the wish to give to Muhammad, I'd ask Allah to give him Firdaws al-A'la. Because if it wasn't for him, wallahi, I wouldn't be where I am today. Because it was because of him that I became practicing, alhamdulillah. Yeah, he helped me as well at the same time. Because I was born Muslim, alhamdulillah, and he wasn't. He came to Islam, and then it helped both of us. Yeah, he really helped me, alhamdulillah. Specifically, what Muhammad did to help me was him asking questions about Islam. And me being born Muslim, he sort of came to me thinking I had the knowledge. But I'm jahil, and I'm still jahil. He asked questions and I would give him answers. From that, it made my heart open up into seeking Islamic knowledge. So I would sort of go looking for Islamic knowledge myself. Go through books, go through online resources, go through some ustads in the local masjids and stuff, and the imams.
Value your deen like you would a diamond, because you don't realize how precious Islam is. You know, there are other people like me that if they had the opportunity to be born Muslim, they'll be hafidh al-Quran, they'll be alims, but you know, in a way, we feel robbed because we didn't get that time. We only come now. It's like First, we need to read Quran. Then we need to learn how to pray Salah. And then by the time we've achieved this, it's time's passed and the ability to gain more knowledge has gone.
يا منزل القرآن نورا على أحمد أحسست بطمئنان بالنور لما ابتدى.
محمد إبراهيم حريص على تعلم الدين واللغة العربية والقرآن الكريم وله جهد كبير جدا في ذلك.
The beginning of this year, I enrolled in one course, the Arabic Intensive Ibrahim College. So we started doing basic Nahu and Sarf, and then with that goal, inshallah, I want to learn the Quran and build upon that. And in the future, I want to become an alim and study Islam. I spoke to my mom about studying Medina, but she was like, no man, it's too far away. But inshallah, in the future, you know, I've got 4 years left before they cut me off and say, you're too old now.
أمنيته أن يكمل دراسته في الشريعة الإسلامية وبإذن الله موقع نون القرآن سيحقق له ذلك.
My dream is to seek Islamic knowledge. I left my university degree so I can pursue learning Islam. And I wanted to carry on a degree, but in Islam. My dream is to learn how I can please my Lord. And I want to do that through getting a degree in Islam.
ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي ولما تهت ثم أتيت لدرب كلام رب البيت وجدت النور والسلوى مع القرآن اهتديت مع القرآن اهتديت
فيشرق صبح والحاني أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني أسير بدرب القرآن